Dean, thank you for your time, first of all. Five defeats in a row, it's not really getting any better, is it?
No, as you said, five defeats on the bounce, it's nowhere near good enough in the predicament we're in.
Coventry, I suppose in that second half, could have won by more if it wasn't for a very good display from your goalkeeper.
Yeah, you just said it, there's only one player that can come off with credit for Walsall team today, and it was Liam Roberts.
For all the changes he made before the game, five of which, he didn't really get the reaction he maybe would have wanted from the Wimbledon defeat.
No. Look, it's you got players knocking your door, asking when I get opportunity, when can I play. You give me the opportunity and they're not performing. That's as a group. Let's not try to paper over anything. We're in horrendous form. The club needs to stabilise. We need to find something. We need to find a result to build on. And there's 39 points to play for. Before we know it, there'll only be 36. So something has to be done for next week.
For as well as Roberts played at one end, David Stockdale didn't have a huge amount to do at the other. That must frustrate you.
Yeah, we've spoke about it in there. Frank honest discussion in there about what needs to be done and what's not good enough. I thought in even first 20 minutes, 30 minutes, the first half, they had a lot of ball. We knew what they were doing with the wide players rolling in. We didn't really get split. Yes, we conceded a lot of space in the middle third of the pitch, but we were always in the game. When we broke, the balls in the box weren't good enough. We had opportunity to 12 crosses to go in the box today, all 12 hit the near man.
Some media outlets, it might be speculation, saying today was do or die. You're such a proud Walsall man. Where does a result like this and a run like this leave you?
Not happy. Look, whether I'm a proud Walsall man or not, from the town, from the area, The club will do what's right for the football club. When I took the job last season, I had the objective to it, and that was to keep up last season. That was achieved. This season was all about stabilising the football club and trying to put the football club back in control of itself. 17 contracts rolled over. That's way too many. That should be rolling into just 1 year, and there's only the opportunity of six contracts to be renewed. So massive, massive proportion of the budget was already taken up before the ball was kicked this season. So then obviously it goes back on the recruitment. But as I said, we have to make sure we regroup. The players have to regroup, and they have to make sure that they give something for this football club next week. They have to go out there and earn everything that they're paid and represent the football club to the best of their ability.
In terms of regrouping, you hope they're going to do that and give you a reaction against Bradford City on Saturday, a game that you very much see yourself being in the dugout for?
Yeah, look, until I'm told any different, that I'll see myself here next weekend. As I said, it's not just the fact that I've played here and I'm from the area. The club will do what's right for the football club to go forward. And if that's me in charge, I'll make sure that everything's done as possible this week to make sure that the then players go out there and give everything for this football club. Just spoke about it there. No, every presentation we put on, and we know what, as we did today, where to hurt Coventry. And it was not 10 crosses on the near post.
800 fans making the journey down the M6 today. What sort of message can you give to them tonight?
Unbelievable support. You could hear them all the way through. I have mentioned it that the case this season that playing at home, a few of them have found it hard. A few people criticising, but that's football. And their mate under today sung their hearts out and gave everything for the football club. They need a team that replicates that on the pitch.
I mentioned David Stockdale having a fairly quiet day. Is it worrying you now that the goals seem to be drying up the last three games?
Yeah. It's, look, the be-all and end-all is how we played today was to get the ball wide and get balls into the box and decent balls into the box to give Andy Cook the opportunity to score goals, where we highlighted what we thought their weaknesses would be. And as I said, people, no matter whether it's Andy Cook or anybody, the ball in the box ain't good enough to score a goal.